SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. First, Colorado, now Maine, is trying to deny former President Trump a spot on the state's primary ballot. The Trump campaign vows to appeal, just as it's appealing the Colorado Supreme Court ruling. Meantime, a different story in California, where Mr. Trump's name will appear on the ballot in that state.
In California, which has the largest number of delegates in the 2024 presidential contest, Mr. Trump was included on the certified list of candidates released Thursday for the state's March 5 primary. Secretary of State Shirley Weber, a Democrat, faced political pressure from many in her party to reject Mr. Trump's candidacy there. But Weber said she was guided by, quote, the rule of law, and indicated the proper venue to resolve ballot challenges was in the courts. Ken Lorman reporting.
A New York federal judge has rejected Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Menendez's request for a two-month delay in his criminal bribery trial. It's slated to begin in May. Also at SRNNews.com, more than a dozen people killed in the latest Russian assault on multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital, Kiev. Israel pressing the offensive against Hamas, expanding its air and ground campaign to most of Gaza. Well, the roads are busy heading into Christmas, and they're busy again as people head back from their holiday destinations.
It's good news and not so good news if you're on the road today. Today's expected to be one of the most congested days on the road during this holiday season. Saturday's expected to be busier than usual, too. But gas is $3.12 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's about the same as this time last year.
And that's correspondent Rita Foley. Watching Wall Street, stock futures modestly higher. The Dow futures are up 4 points. NASDAQ futures better by 3 points. This is SRN News. A Christian school was the scene of another mass shooting in 2023.
The U.S. was racked by deadly gunplay this year, and in March, the violence touched Covenant School in Nashville. A transgender former student, a woman living as a man, entered the building and opened fire, killing six people, three of whom were children. Police arrived and shot the woman dead shortly thereafter. Covenant School is affiliated with the Presbyterian Church of America. Classes have not been held in the building since the tragedy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nigeria did not make it to the end of the year without another mass killing of Christians. More than 100 believers murdered on Christmas Eve in Plateau State, where Muslim terrorists have been operating for years. They coordinated attacks on multiple Christian villages took place in the middle of the night when most of the victims were asleep. International Christian Concern reports that more than 50,000 Christians have been killed in the Middle Belt region of Nigeria the past 20 years. This is SRN News. Deutsche Bank pledging nearly $5 million to help combat human trafficking in New Mexico.
The announcement comes 7 months after Deutsche Bank settled a lawsuit for $75 million that claimed the German lender should have seen evidence that the late Jeffrey Epstein engaged in sex trafficking when he was a client. A woman who alleged she was abused by Epstein asserted the bank chose profit over following the law. New Mexico's Attorney General Raul Torres is investigating several financial service companies in their role in what he says is a failure to identify sexual abuse and trafficking of underage girls at Epstein's ranch in Santa Fe County. I'm Ben Thomas.
Just months after filing for bankruptcy, Smile Direct Club is shutting down global operations, halting its teeth aligner treatments, leaving customers with many questions. There's no more customer care support and so far few details about possible refunds. More details at SRNNews.com.